106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Big story this week about a grizzly bear.
You know, Rob, it's a bear-eat-bear world out there.
It sure is.
And I find it totally unbearable
to
think about how this bear had to bear arms.
Oh, no.
Against him. And enough of the puns.
Yeah.
What is really fascinating about this story is the bear in question.
This bear was known as Split Lip because he's got a scar on his lip.
So 136 or Split Lip, I am going to put money down on the fact that it's son of the boss.
You think
bear
so?
Bear 122.
You think so?
I think this is the boss's son. I also suspect this is the same bear that ate several bear cubs last year in his territory. And to take down another grizzly bear, I mean, we're talking top of the food chain here.
Well, the big guy is 200 and something kilograms, and the other grizzly bear was about 90 kilograms. So there was a big size difference there. As humans, when we talk about a bear eating another bear, it kind of triggers this whole cannibalism imagery in our minds, because we put that in the human context. We would never eat another human being. But in the animal kingdom, it works a little bit differently.
I think morality and ethics are something that we have as humans, and bears are more governed by some natural processes.
Such as the berry season's been lousy, we're going to be hibernating soon, and we're really hungry.
And also territorial.
Yeah.
And that's why we see male grizzly bears killing cubs as well, as if they kill the cubs, then the female bear goes back into whatever the scientific term is for prepared to breed again. I think there's a lot of bears in Banff that are related to the boss.
Yeah. That's genetics right there, right? The biggest and strongest mate and create more bears that have those strong genes.
It's one of those stories that just kind of captures our wildlife imagination, I think, of just this wild and crazy fight in the woods between two grizzly bears.
Can you imagine pitting Bear 122, the boss, against Split Lip? I can just see the Star Wars battle music in the background.
We'd have to give one of them some sort of belt afterwards, you know, to mark them as the champion. Or maybe a special ear tag.
Banff National Park. Our grizzly bear champion.
Are you ready to rumble in the bush?